In an effort to address the issues of waste and pollution, New Zealand is attempting to implement a circular economy. A recommended step in the fight against climate change, a circular economy would allow the one-way production line to become cyclical, reducing waste, cost, and consumerism. And although the move to a circular economy within New Zealand is only in its early stages, the embracing of this new kind of consumerism does raise many questions. Like, how does a country transition to a circular economy? And what does it mean for businesses and the individual? To answer these questions, The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg spoke to Hannah Blumhardt, a zero-waste advocate and senior associate at the Institute of Governance and Policy Studies at Victoria University, Wellington.
So a circular economy is basically one that tries to conserve and protect our natural resources by changing the way that we make and produce stuff, to design out waste and pollution, to keep products and materials circulating around the economy for as long as possible, and regenerating natural systems so we leave natural systems in a better position than they were when we first came upon them.
And so how does this cyclical approach help to address the problem of climate change?
When we talk about the circular economy, lots of people think it's really to do with making less waste, but actually the circular economy is really important for addressing climate change, because when you think about waste, waste is not only a bad pollutant in and of itself, but it also represents a linear supply chain. That whole supply chain has emitted emissions at every step of the way. And so the estimate is that the global economy of producing and consuming stuff makes up about almost half of global emissions. And so by being more circular in the way we do things, we can eliminate those emissions up the supply chain.
And so what are the benefits to consumers and businesses of a circular economy?
Firstly, if we're doing things in a circular way, we're making products that are built to last and designed to be repaired, so we don't have to buy new stuff all the time. We can actually make the things that we buy live longer. All of the organic waste we're producing, we have systems in place to compost that so that we're building up a soil so that we can grow more nutritious food for ourselves. And also, not owning everything, we are sharing resources, so we have less stuff floating through the economy, which means that we can have access to higher quality goods and services that we might not necessarily be able to afford our own version of. And we're also reusing things rather than having single-use systems. So that means we have less waste because we've got less single-use packaging going into landfills. And the more that we reuse, it's actually cheaper overall. So we're not having councils and communities having to pay for the costs of shoving things into a landfill.
New Zealand is attempting to implement a circular economy to address climate and waste issues. Why do you believe that their approach is flawed?
I mean, firstly, it's really good that the New Zealand government is wanting to move Aotearoa towards a circular economy. But they've taken on this mission partly because they've been told to or recommended to do so by the Climate Change Commission. And basically, this recommendation has caught them off guard. The way that the government is now approaching circular economy is through this fragmented approach. We've got some agencies looking at some things and some looking at others. And the thing with the circular economy is it's a massive change in the way that we do things. We need to transform across all sectors of the economy. We really need coordination, leadership, and a shared understanding of what circularity is. And we're just not seeing that from the government. And so having such a confused approach is not going to bring people together across the economy to make change in a consistent way that brings everybody along.
So what does that transition to a circular economy look like for an everyday person?
There are lots of different ways that you could think about a more circular lifestyle, but I like to often think about it from like the things that we need in our everyday life, so how we transport ourselves. In a circular economy, we might be less likely to all have our own cars. We'd be more likely to be engaging with transport through the sharing economy. So things like public transport is a really classic example. You might have car sharing services, e-scooters that are shared, shared bike systems, all that kind of stuff. But in terms of grocery shopping, you'd be way more likely to have smaller stores with less stuff in single-use packaging, more abilities to reuse and refill packaging, so bulk bins, drinks sold on tap, reusable packaging that you can bring back to the store after you're done with. And also we'd be more likely to have products that were repaired. So those are just some of the things that would be different in a more circular economy.
With the way the world is tracking at the moment, do you genuinely see a doubling of circular economies globally, which is a factor that you say is imperative to remain below 1.5 degrees warming?
Well, I actually think that it's really encouraging to know that we don't have to have a 100% circular economy to be on track to limit global warming to 1.5. So doubling from 8.6% circular to 17 or 18% circular, it's actually quite encouraging that that's totally doable, that's totally possible. There are already so many businesses and community groups in New Zealand who are already practicing circularity. So yeah, I am optimistic it is possible, but we do need to put our minds to it and we do need to be thinking across the system, not just in pieces here and there.
Zero Waste Advocate and Senior Associate at the Institute of Governance and Policy Studies at Victoria University Wellington, Hannah Blumhardt, speaking to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.